This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McIntyre. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military on a visa application she submitted so she could work in the U.S. has been arrested and placed into a Northern California jail. 37-year-old Yuan Tang is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department on Thursday announced charges against Tang and three other scientists living in the U.S., saying they lied about their status as members of China's People's Liberation Army. Workers at China's consulate in Houston, Texas, vacated the facility Friday as part and ordered by the Trump administration. The U.S. ordered the Houston consulate closed Tuesday and gave the Chinese government a 72-hour deadline. China called the allegations malicious slander and responded by ordering the U.S. to close its consulate in the western Chinese city of Chengdu. The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview with the Washington Post newspaper, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that states might not necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown in the states that have been trying to open, particularly the southern states which have gotten into trouble. He said that I would say the first thing is you don't necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown, but you certainly have to call a pause and maybe even backing up a bit. Consequently, there are more than 638,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 145,000, and the number of global infections exceeds 15.6 million, and it's more than 4.1 million in the U.S. Mexico ranks third in the number of deaths and infections. And I should say Brazil ranks. This is VOA News. With just weeks to go before U.S. schools begin to open, federal health and education officials on Friday stressed the need for children to get back into the classroom despite parent fears about safety as coronavirus infections surge. Administration officials said reopening schools was critical for children's mental and emotional well-being, as well to allow parents to get back to work to boost the economy. It's a priority for U.S. President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election in November. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said at a news briefing, the CDC had released additional documents for administrators and parents. Dr. Deborah Birx, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Friday that it was still an open question how rapidly children under the age of 10 spread the illness. While the risk of severe COVID-19 is seen as relatively low for children, there is a fear they could infect more vulnerable teachers and other adult school administrators. Federal immigration officials say new foreign students will be barred from entering the United States if they plan to take their classes entirely online this fall. In a memo to college officials, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says new students who were not already enrolled as of March 9th will likely not be able to obtain visas if they make all their courses online. Students already in the U.S. or those returning from abroad will still be allowed to take classes entirely online. Education groups say they're disappointed by that decision. A U.S. judge has denied the state of Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions when they arrest people during protests in Portland. The judge said that the state lacked standing to sue on behalf of protesters. The state attorney general calls the ramifications of the ruling extremely troubling. Protests against racial injustice that have gone on every night for 2 months often spiral into violence. President Donald Trump deployed federal agents early this month to tamp down the unrest despite the outcry from Democratic leaders in Oregon. It further inflamed the nation's political tensions and triggered a crisis over the limits of federal power. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday joined hundreds of other Muslim worshippers for prayers in the Hagia Sophia for the first time in 86 years. The landmark in Istanbul has served as one of the most significant cathedrals, a mosque, and a museum before its conversion back into a Muslim place of worship. The decision to convert the building back into a mosque has come under international criticism, as many saw it as a monument to Istanbul's multi-religious heritage. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.